Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Pod Between Worlds. I'm your host, Steve, alongside host Ollie. And today we're going to discuss some of the rumors that are swirling around the galaxy in terms of The Mandalorian and other rumors and what our takes are on it. And also, Ollie's going to give his review on the two prequel books, Queen's Peril and Queen's Shadow, coming in hot.
All right, we are back, or we should be.
Did you play the intro?
That's not going to come through on
Oh,
your end.
see. Oh, gotcha. Okay. That's why I was like, wait a second.
It's a test
All
run.
right.
Okay, I mean, it was on the computer, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't hear you either.
Yeah,
Like,
well,
you
I
talked
had to
it.
mute everything.
Okay. All right. All right. So, how's your week going?
So far, so good. Got the Bruins playing tonight.
Good. That's right.
By
That's
the way,
right.
anyone listening podcast wise, we do this live. Tonight is Tuesday night. We try to do these live on Twitch at twitch.tv/thePadawans, PODAWANS. So yeah, we'll tweet it out and put it on Instagram every time we go live. It's usually 8 p.m. 8 to 9 ish Eastern time zone, and we usually put it out a day ahead of time just to let you guys know. But yeah, if you want to listen to it live, or if you have nothing to do at night and want to get it right when it comes out, instead of waiting for the podcast, sorry, to drop on Anchor or wherever you listen, you can catch it live again at twitch.tv/thePadawans. So yeah, my week's been going good. Just watching some Bruins. Was kind of bummed this weekend, but we'll get into that. How about you?
Doing good. Busy week. Obviously having the computer problems right now. Discord's
But you got
still
a new
not working.
computer, so you're getting that up and
Got a new
running.
computer. Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
and
Discord.
I'm on my phone right now for those that
Oh, I thought this
are
was like a
watching.
$3,000 camera, dude. It looks unbelievable.
I hope you're joking.
I'm kidding. The mic actually sounds pretty
But
good though for a phone.
no, I mean I do all the holonets on my phone and they're great. I mean it's quick and easy, so
Yeah. I feel like the professional,
yeah.
like ESPN call again, having somebody call in because I'm like all set up like normal.
Yeah, no, it's cool though. I just awkward, so as you can tell, the camera's a little bit weird, but
Yeah, no
I
biggie.
can't see it on Twitch right now,
It's
so
getting done, so.
yeah. So we're gonna talk about just to start off the show, some of the rumors that have been going around in terms of most recently was the Mandalorian season two trailer. It was rumored to drop Thursday night during this past Thursday night during the NBA playoffs, which people are speculating that it was because the NBA was on ABC, which
Right.
obviously owns Disney. And so this was leaked out, I guess, so to speak, from Kessel Run Transmissions,
Well,
LMM,
the first one was LRM, right? And then Kessel just
LRM
confirmed it, kind of
online.
thing.
Kessel tweeted about it. They confirmed it, and then there was one other source, I can't remember off the top of my head, that also confirmed it too. That was also saying that Jordan Mason.
Okay.
I don't think he's with Kessel Run.
No, he does other leaks and stuff.
Yeah, so he was so he also confirmed it too. So they said it was gonna be Thursday night. Didn't happen. On the Holiday episode I was fully expecting that day, I was fully expecting that it would happen. Didn't happen. So then the next rumor was saying that it was gonna be on Saturday. Same thing, same scenario, gonna be on the NBA playoffs.
Right.
During the NBA playoffs that night on ABC again. But again, nothing happened. There was no confirmation either, which was also weird because the first season trailer that came out, there was a confirmation by Star Wars that, hey, we're gonna have the trailer
Right.
tonight. It was kind of like a
To
last
get
minute
people to
thing.
watch, yeah.
Get people to watch, and there was still nothing. So again, nothing happened, and then the aftermath, there's quite a bit of people that are a little bit upset with Kessel Run and LRM and Also, there was a couple tweets out there that were saying that, oh, well, plans change and stuff, but it was just, it was a big rumor, and a lot of people treated it like it was confirmed. I mean, I was one of them. I kind of treated it like it was going to happen. I mean, it makes sense. We're getting close to when it's supposed to premiere.
Right.
In October, so you'd think that the trailer would drop any second, and since the celebration isn't happening this year, it's kind of like, all right, when's this going to happen?
Right.
I guess it just goes to show how rumors in Star Wars, just in general, especially during the summer, suck. Just overall just suck, because it's just everyone's trying to get a piece of the news, and they're trying to throw it out there as if it's confirmed, and it really isn't, because we have nothing going on. Right. So, I don't know. What do you want to add to that? I mean, that's my overall gist right there, is that basically right now we have a lot of people that are peddling this stuff, and they're just like, oh yeah, it's confirmed, I have sources, and then it's not happening.
Right. I mean, the three, I don't avidly follow any of them. But I have listened a decent amount to Kessel Run and stuff. So, like, I mean, I was frustrated, but I do think from the stuff they've had in the past, they do have a source or sources. And I do end up believing the general storyline of that it was, you know, they were planning on doing it and then Disney changed their mind. I've heard that they send out different information to different people to try to, like, locate sources and leaks, you know what I mean? So who knows? Maybe it was something like that. It doesn't, I was pretty sure it was going to happen because all three said the same thing. You know what I mean?
And that's what I think
thought. Kessel got caught a little bit because I believe LRM ran it first. And I don't know if Kessel, like, I watched their aftermath kind of show. I think it was on like Monday or Tuesday. And they were just like, look, we got the Bad Batch thing right, and we had a bunch of scoops wrong, and then we took a break and said, like, we're not going to do scoops until the Bad Batch thing was right. And then when that was right, they kind of got back into the game, so they're like, we're just going to take a break again. It's just too fickle, which, you know, I just don't think it's their thing. I think it could be their thing. It's just leaks are like that. I think you put stuff out there and you have to, and most people, like, I do understand leaks are like bits of information, right? So, like, a lot of them are wrong. A lot of them end up being partially right. And that's cool to have out there. But I think their goal is to be just more of a Star Wars news podcast and, you know, Star Wars in general. I don't think they need the leaks. You know what I mean? So it sounded like they were going to take a break. I think they just probably got caught in, like, the hoopla, which I can totally get. If we had a source and it was like, you know, three other places came out and said Mandalorian are dropping on Monday night, you know what I mean? We would, you, it makes you want to say, yeah, I've heard the same thing. I think if anything, it would teach, reaffirm the message, and like even teach someone like us, if we ever did get a source. I think with almost everything, I would really be, if we ever got news or scoops or something like that, I think I'd be very heavily describing our scoop as like, this has a chance of not happening, but this is what we've heard. You know what I mean? Because I think they would have escaped a lot of the criticism if they had come out and been like, you know, we heard that too, but we didn't run with it because it's not confirmed. You know what I mean? Is what it is. I'm not disappointed with them. I don't really care. I'm not disappointed with LRM. They all get their little scoops, and that's awesome. Like, we get some cool stuff out of it. Obviously, they landed Bad Batch. That's a big thing. But, you know, like I said, I listened to their episode after it, and they said they're not going to do it anymore because it's just not what they want to do, which is cool. Like, I think they're very self-aware, which is nice. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with it. I'm specifically saying Kessel Run because I listened to them it afterwards, and they were like, look, we got caught up in it and we're just going to take a break from the rumors and stuff. They do have a source. Like, I believe them. I don't know what the source is. Maybe it's a source of a source of a source. You know what I mean? But they do get information. So it's cool to hear every once in a while. But yeah, my overall point on it is I don't really care. I'm not mad at any of them or disappointed at any of them. That's kind of the Star Wars leak game. But I am bummed because it did seem like a lot of them said yes, and it did seem to make sense. obviously in retrospect with the DC fandom coming out and the Star Wars celebration would have been this weekend, I guess. Like, so it does kind of add up that it would probably be more towards this weekend, but I don't know. I was just bummed because I really thought it was going to be that night. Like, we were set up to kind of go live if it happened and do like a quick review, right. You know what I mean? So I hope we still get the chance to do that, because we, on all the other stuff, we haven't really been able to do it like the night of, you know what I mean? So I'd love to be able to do that. So hopefully it does happen on a weekend night or something that we're available to do like a live review. So yeah, that's my feelings on it.
Yeah. No, I guess I have a little bit of a different opinion on it. Mm-hmm. Slightly. I mean, like I understand that, you know, they're just trying to, you know, catch the news, and they're trying to report on what they hear and stuff. I just find that there are certain, because here's the problem with what happens is when they do report on a rumor or a leak, mm-hmm. it only takes a couple of days, and then all of a sudden everybody
is running
under the sun is running with it, and then it becomes BS, and that's, I mean, that I guess you could say that's kind of like the current state of, I don't want to get bringing the news in general, but you could say that the current state of news, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going around that's not either not true or it's not proven.
It's the dead time. So, everyone's looking for something to talk about. So yeah, rumors, I think, get pushed to the forefront. I mean, these are the things, to be honest, I forgot to say this. These are kind of the things that make the Star Wars leak game fun. And what we were talking about with like the whole script from Jedi, from episode 9, the Jedi Praxis thing. This is what, other than that, most of the time I like reading the leaks and stuff like that, because so many of them are wrong that it just gives us content to talk about and think about, like, oh, that'd be cool. Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I do like that. And like, there's like a 30% chance it's in the movie. So like, it's not ruined because you really think most of this stuff's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Whereas the Praxis thing was a little different. So this kind of like gets me back into the leak mode, because now all our major players right now all just got one wrong. That seems like a layup, you know what I mean? So it just makes it, I think that's what makes it fun for some of the stuff, because then when you hear something like, oh, Moff Gideon dies at the end of the season, it's like, well, does he? Like, it doesn't ruin it if you read that, because like, they're wrong 90% of the time. So like, you know what I mean? So I think that adds to it. I mean, this is a little different because it's just a date of a trailer, but it goes hand in hand with the total leaks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think just looking at how people reacted to it as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a very big negative response to it.
Oh, after. Yeah. Cause everybody was pumped
after. Yeah. I mean, everybody was expecting, but like after the Thursday night, like blunder, I guess, like when it didn't happen, everyone was just like, when they said, oh, now it's going to be Saturday night. And everyone's kind of like,
whatever,
like, at this point. And I think that's just, I don't know, it Star Wars community is already toxic in ways as it is, so I mean, this sort of stuff, I guess that's why I have a little bit more of a problem with it, because this sort of stuff is what it just brings it back up. It just brings up it just, unfortunately, stuff like this will create, I guess, drama per se when there doesn't need to be any of it. I mean, if you don't have, like, for instance, who's the most infamous guy that just throws out shit and just hopes that one of it sticks on the wall? Mike Zero.
I don't even think he hopes he sticks to the wall.
I think he's just clickbait at this point. So it's just, but like, that's my point. It's like, people just get to the point where they're just like, all right, whatever. And
yeah, I think these guys, LRM and Kessel Run Transmissions and Jordan Mason, like, they're different than that. I mean, obviously they're different. They do different things, but I'm saying their leak quality is different than that. They're not just making shit up. Like, I truly think Kessel Run's leaks, or source it, like, with the information that they get, whether those, like, the episodes of all the different characters from The Mandalorian, like, are going to have their own shows, like, whether that happens or not, I think they did hear that was a rumor. You know what I mean? But they said it. It's a rumor. Like, it's not them saying, like, this is definitely happening. You just got to know. I think it's just got to be clearer. Or maybe they are clear, but then the people who regurgitate it aren't clear. And then people go, oh, this person said that this was definitely happening and they were fucking wrong. And it's like, well, they didn't really say that. They said they heard a rumor, and it's to get people talking. And then you heard it from 4 other people that then said, Oh, they said it's definitely happening like that. You know what I mean? I think that's like you're saying, like it just gets out in the community and all of a sudden, you know, even if they said it right, like, hey, it's a total rumor. We've just heard rumblings, which is interesting to talk about. But by the time you've heard it, it's gone through five mouths. And now it's like, oh, well, I heard it was confirmed by you. And it's like, no, they didn't say that, you know?
Well, it brings up a good point, too, is that the confirmation thing. So, like, I'm going to point into a different direction is that, for instance, like Ahsoka, Rosario Dawson being cast as Ahsoka. There still hasn't been
there's big publications, but like Star Wars still hasn't, and we're so far down the line with it that like she already has a show and everything, and it's like
that's my thing. It's just that
that would be wild if like Ahsoka's not in it, or even better if Ahsoka was in it and it wasn't her. Wouldn't that be nuts? Like people would go nuts.
It hasn't been confirmed. That's the biggest part. Like, so that's the thing. Like. From now on, me personally, unless it's confirmed and or if it happens, so like say Mandalorian season 2 trailer, if they say it happens Tuesday and it happens Tuesday, okay, in my eyes, wow, you had a good source.
Right.
But like, that's not happening. And then a lot of these castings, like they said, like Bo-Katan, Ahsoka, Timothy Olyphant, and they are coming from the same people. They're coming from like LRM or you know, Kessel Run or like sources like that.
Right.
But they're not confirmed by Star Wars.
And there's different levels of confirming it, right? So like Timothy Olyphant is confirmed to be in it, I think. Like he is cast, but he's not cast as someone yet. Like they haven't said like, oh, he's definitely Cobb Vanth. So like that's why I think where it also gets confusing is like maybe Star Wars says or maybe they confirm that Rosario Dawson's in it, and we all assume she's Ahsoka, which she probably will be. But my point is, Star Wars hasn't confirmed that she's Ahsoka. Well, right. I'm saying that's why I'm saying there's different levels. Like, they haven't confirmed anything on Rosario Dawson or Ahsoka, but they have confirmed Olyphant, right? He is cast in Mandalorian season 2.
No, they haven't.
Some of them have been. I saw one or two that are like on like an IMDb. Like, the actors said they're in it. Bane or something, Michael Bane, or there are confirmed people Michael other Bane. Than there are confirmed people other than the cast from last year. But my point is, I don't think any of them have been confirmed as like their character's name or whatever.
Yeah,
need to look it up. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I kind of want to look it up. I'm looking up the. It's not.
I guess what is confirmed would be my question.
Officially,
would you take it if the actor said they were working on it, or if Favreau was like, "Oh yeah, he's part of it." Like Star Wars isn't gonna just like say, "Hey, this guy's."
No. So if Favreau says it,
right,
then yes, okay. That's confirmed to me because he is.
Okay.
He is Star Wars.
It's not StarWars.com has to come out and say, we've signed. No. Right, I gotcha. Okay.
No.
So I think some of these people are. I think Favreau has said, or a couple of them have said themselves that they're in it. I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, this is all the...
I don't think... See, that's the thing. I don't think that's the case. I don't think Favreau's ever said anything. Filoni hasn't said anything.
Okay.
I think there's been speculation about, like, the biggest thing was the Ahsoka thing, but, like, Ashley Eckstein even said, like, I don't know anything about it. And, like,
right.
In her eyes, she's like, all right.
Yeah,
but, like, that's my point. It's, like, not, like, there's nothing out there that until Favreau, has Rosario Dawson actually confirmed that? No.
Right. I thought Olyphant and this other guy had said they were filming or whatever. But maybe.
No, they haven't. That's the thing. Unless I completely missed it, but like I haven't seen anything that they've said like, oh, I'm in Mandalorian. I just can't say what.
Gotcha. So it's all like Hollywood Reporter saying like they found the guy's schedule or whatever, and they know they're
So it's basically so at that point, to me, that's more of a leak. That's still a leak.
Well, who was the guy they got completely wrong for episode 9? Right? Didn't they say forever? What's his name was going to be young Palpatine? He's like a semi-famous.
What's his? Oh God, I can't remember his name. I know you're talking about though.
He was like a Doctor Who guy, I think, too. Anyways, that his
can't
name's
remember.
not important, but that was one that they said he was in, like, he's cast in the movie. And he kept saying
he
no,
wasn't
and
in
people
the
were like,
movie.
"You're a liar." And he's like, "No, I'm not in the movie."
Yeah, he wasn't at
Yeah.
all, and that's my point. There's no, like, until Star Wars, I'm at least me
Until
personally going
Favreau
forward, and
or yeah.
until Favreau, Filoni,
What if the actor says I'm
Kathleen,
in it? Which probably won't happen, but you're in on that. Because it would probably have to be backed up, right?
If they're saying it, then they would probably, yeah. If they're saying it, it probably has, legally, it probably
Yeah.
has to be backed up. Because they can't just say something like, oh, I'm in this movie, and then they're not.
Right.
Like, why
So
would
there's
they
still
say
a
it?
lot
And
of
again,
unconfirmed stuff that is probably mostly confirmed. Like we talk about the leaks, like 1 through 5 level. Like when the Hollywood Reporter and all the places are saying they know that Timothy Olyphant is going to be in Mandalorian season 2. That's like the one below Star Wars officially saying it.
yeah, it's just, I think going forward, it's just, it will have to look as like, or at least I will, is that
100%
until Star
and
Wars,
not.
yeah, it just, and if it's not, then I'm going to be like, all right, who is it? What's the leak? And then portray it
Just
as a
judge it
leak.
as,
And if it
yeah.
gets confirmed, then great. That's awesome. They got something right. If it doesn't, then it's like, all right, well, that was a rumor.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's more
So
like you would know my expertise is not in the movie business or anything like that, or even movies in general. I'm more just the canon, the storyline stuff. So this stuff all interests me. I don't know how I like. So I'm a good example of someone who thought all these people were mostly confirmed to at least be in it, just not their characters, and you know, maybe not, like you're saying.
yeah, no, it's I mean, I'm not an expert either in those areas, but like, just from, you know, reading up
The
on
news
it
and
and
stuff,
just
yeah.
researching a lot of this stuff, it's just, it's not, you know, it's like in development. That's another example. When people say, oh, this series is in development, that, like we've talked about in previous podcasts, it means they could literally have a 10-minute conversation saying, oh, this would be a great idea. Okay, it's in development.
Yeah.
Like that, but most people wouldn't see it that way, because when you report it on a website, it'd be like, oh,
in development, you think you got pre-production and like, yeah, like the script written.
Yeah, you
and,
think you
right.
got a whole series and everything, and so then people portray it or look at it and they're like, oh, cool, now that we're like, so half of that too on some level, and this is what I kind of irks me a little bit, but people do this because it's their jobs or whatever, is they try marketing and it's not correct. They're just looking for the clicks. They're
right.
Looking for people to go to the website and, you know, comicbook.com does a ton of that, where some of their stuff is legit and then some of the stuff that they report is kind of just like, really, you made me click that? Like,
gotcha.
And it's just the title makes you want to click it, and then you click it and you're like, damn it, why did I click it? It's nothing here. There's nothing
right,
here.
Right, right.
It's literally just a rumor. So yeah, not to get off track a little bit, but that's just, you know, until things are officially confirmed by someone that's in Star Wars or the actor
yeah.
or actress, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt.
Gotcha.
It's just too much. I don't want to go out there and say, like, I've made that mistake already. He's going out there and be like, hey, we got something
Can you
confirmed. And
imagine
it's
how
like,
disastrous it would be if, like, Ahsoka's not even in it and, like, Rosario Dawson isn't in it? Like, people
oh,
at this
they're gonna
point
have
are
some.
100% convinced. You know what I mean? Which probably means it's true, but, like, to your point, like, yeah, imagine. People will go
If she's
AWOL.
Not in, if she's not in it at this point in the game,
if she's not in it at this point, don't you think like Filoni and Favreau are almost sweating? Like, what the fuck? Like, we never said she was going to be in it. You know what I mean? Like, and now people have made this whole thing up, and she's not going to be in it, and we're going to get like a semi bad review because people like are, you know what I mean? Like, almost like they're going to go in with negative. That'd be bad.
But that's
it sucks. But that
I
you
think
know that'd
I...
be true.
I think this is why on some level, and I think this is part of the reason why people look at the Star Wars community and they're like, wow, they're toxic.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
dude,
overall.
that would be a good example of it, because like, yeah, if Ahsoka's not in it, people will like not like the show as much, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's like I said, I'm not convinced that she's in it yet. I'm still not convinced.
Gotcha.
I think I have a bad feeling of that she isn't in it, like you're saying, Star Wars is going to burn to the ground.
I'll worry about it if the first trailer doesn't include her.
Yeah, maybe they're
Then
waiting,
I'll
and
worry. And that could be a move that they're trying to hide her. I completely get it. But I think story-wise and the way that it's built up, I think if she's not in the first trailer, I'd be like, oh shit. I think somebody missed a rumor.
100%, 100%. If they don't, if there's nobody in that trailer that they've been kind of,
Yeah, like nobody. No different character. No, yeah.
nobody. They're gonna have problems. They're gonna immediately. There's gonna be problems. There's gonna be people on Reddit. There's gonna be people on the internet that are
Which
gonna be like, "Wow,
sucks.
this
Like,
show
why would that?
sucks."
Yeah. It's so dumb.
It's like, guys, yeah. But then you can't necessarily blame them at the same time because you've
They've been
had
told for 6 months
these.
that this is what's gonna happen. Yeah.
Exactly, and this is my
With the
problem with these
rumors. I gotcha.
people.
Well, I hear you. I hear you.
So just going forward, HoloNet. If it's a rumor, it's a rumor. I'm not going to confirm it unless I hear it from fucking Star Wars
Gotcha.
somewhere
Yeah.
in
Well,
Star
maybe that can
Wars.
be your thing, is like actually confirming shit. Like when stuff actually gets confirmed, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Check the box. Confirmed. Okay. Move on. All right. Let's move on. So we're going to move into our second segment, which Ollie, you're going to discuss your review, light spoilers ahead. On
Yeah, real
Queen's
light.
Feral
Yep.
and
Queen
Queen
Shadow's the first.
Shadow.
Yeah. The Queen Shadow's the first one. It happens kind of concurrently with, well, not kind of, it does happen concurrently with Episode One, Phantom Menace, and then Queen's Peril is a prequel to that. So it's kind of like when Padme gets elected queen originally, kind of thing, and how they build her handmaiden staff up. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe, I don't know. They're all jumbled together because I read them both at the same time. But yeah, so the point is, I left these. They've been out for a while. They didn't really strike me as super interesting. I love Padme, but I'm kind of over the whole Clone Wars era stories. Like, I wanted something. So these got put on the back burner. So I had time before Thrawn came out. So I picked up these two and Free Fall by Poe, or Free Fall. That's about Poe Dameron. And I just started that one. But I finished these two up. They were good. Definitely an interesting look. I would say I should have read them earlier because I am a fan of Padme's character, and this does this these do add a lot. It really brings to life their the handmaidens, right? And the whole interaction on how that worked, a lot of Naboo stuff. But also I think it adds it like I said, it, the storyline goes with the storyline goes with the episode one, right? So like right, so the prequel one, sorry, goes with episode one, Queen's Peril. Queen's Shadow is like more when she gets to Coruscant and is in that time period where she gets elected senator after she's the queen. So it takes place in that time where like after episode one and before the clone Attack of the Clones movie, right? So both are interesting. I would say probably Queen's Peril is more interesting, just because it gives you basically their view of the whole situation, whereas the movie always is skipping around from different points of view, right? So it's giving you the handmaidens and the guards that stayed on Naboo during the
So
invasion.
Keira Knightley.
Sabe, she's Sabe, I believe, and I think no, Sabe went with Padme, but there was another two or three that get left behind. Anyways, point being, you get to see like kind of they set up like basically camps. Like, I don't want to go as far. Like, I guess they were kind of concentration camps, but they, the droid set up these camps and got all the people from the city and stuff. So it got pretty dire. There was like, starving. One of the handmaidens gets tortured. So it was pretty rough on Naboo, and it gives like a whole detailed look at kind of what was going on there. And you get some of what was happening with Padme the whole time she's with Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, where obviously Anakin and Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are more the focus at that point, you know what I mean, of a lot of those scenes. But you get Padme's opinion of stuff and Sabe as well, who's the I think Keira Knightley and the one who switches out with her. So it's interesting that it really it details that, it breaks it down. The first one, Queen's Shadow, I didn't like that one as much just because I felt like it had no... I don't know that you would like it or the general Star Wars fan would like it. It's good for like lore purposes because, again, you get to learn more about how her handmaidens acted and what differences it was from being queen and senator and how she got there, right? Like all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad saying this. I feel like there was no plot. It just kind of like just, it's almost like they just took like a year period or I don't know how long it takes place over and just like told a story. So there's no real
Who's this by?
Good question. Are these by E.K. Johnson?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. They're both by. So she wrote, and E.K. Johnson wrote Ahsoka.
Yeah. The writing's not the problem, right? I just think the first one to me. Yeah, E.K. Johnson. Yeah. The first one to me, just like I don't know, it just. The plot is just following Padme, right? There's no like major thing happening, right? At least in Peril, the prequel, while you know what happens in general because it follows Episode One, it's a different look at it, and there's the plot is the Trade Federation took over, right? You know what I mean? Like it's the same plot as the movie, more or less from the Queen's point of view. Whereas you know Queen's Shadow to me just like is just. Like a character piece, which I guess is fine. You know what I mean? If you're a huge Padme fan, definitely check it out. I'm just saying from a lot of the other books we've read and stuff, right? There's always, even ones that are revolving around people that you already know. Like, okay, for example, Ahsoka, right? Like that came out in a time period that we didn't know a ton about what Ahsoka was doing. But there's like a defined thing. She's getting chased by Inquisitors, right? Like that's how... You know, just super generally, like, and then she beats an Inquisitor, and you know what I mean, and kind of the Fulcrum thing, and so like, so that's the story there, right? In Queen's Peril, she's just like a senator. There's no, I didn't find there was any major thing going on, right? She convinces someone to get a vote to help this out to do this, but there's no grand story of anything. There's no like, big baddie in it, you know what I mean? So I don't know how much people who like, because a lot of Star Wars readers like a contained adventure, right? Like Alphabet Squadron, like, you know what I mean? Here's the bad guy, here's the, even if it's complicated, at least there's like an arc. This one just to me just didn't seem to have an arc. It's just Padme as a senator, she does some cool stuff, and you get to learn, like, so for me it wasn't bad. I liked it because there were some lore pieces, right? You get to learn a little bit more about Palpatine, you get to learn a little bit more about the inner workings of the Senate and what was happening with the Trade Federation, because obviously they were in trouble with the Senate, you know, after the Naboo thing, right? So like there's a lot of interesting lore pieces. I just, from a story perspective, if I'm not a person that cares about learning the ins and outs of the handmaidens and how Padme made it work and how these different things, like if that didn't interest me, if I'm just looking for like an adventure story, there was like no adventure. It's just like she's a senator. So
yeah,
I would suggest, if you're not a person who reads every book and you're looking for different things, if you're a huge Padme fan, read both. I would actually read Peril first. I think it's better. I think it adds something to Episode One. And then if you like that and you liked the characters, because it kind of builds off of that, you know what I mean? Then do Shadow. Mm-hmm. This is one of those situations that I read them the way that they came out. I read Shadow, then the prequel. I would definitely read them in the chronological order. Like in universe, I would definitely read the prequel first. I don't think it doesn't spoil anything. I think it adds to the characters a little bit. And I think if you really like Peril, you'll probably like Shadow a little bit because it's more of the same. It's just not, there's just less of the plot thing. You know what I mean? It's more of the same character building. Okay.
So were these were considered young adult novels, right? Or were they adult?
They didn't strike me. Yeah, it says young adult. I mean, there's nothing.
Okay. Maybe, I mean.
It didn't strike me as like kiddie. I just think the story was, you know.
Like teenager. Like, kind of like.
Well, I just mean, yeah. No, I know what that means. I'm just saying the story for Queen's Shadow just really, it just seemed like she's a politician. Like that's the story. Right. You know what I mean? Like there are different things going on. She has a couple of different things going on. It just didn't seem to have like, I literally, there was 2 hours left in the audiobook, and I'm going, what is the plot to this book? Like, where is the crescendo, right? Like, what are we doing? Like, where's right. like, I get it. I'm interested. I am like, I'm learning a lot about Padme. I was having a fun time. I just like, I'm looking at the thing going, there's 2 hours left and there's no big story here. Like, there's nothing we have to solve. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so.
Well, maybe she was trying to make it a little bit different. I mean, you know,
yeah, no, it's a place for you, it definitely fits for some people. Yep.
I mean, maybe we're so used to having a story that's like, that has that that problem or that plot that's mm-hmm. like, there's a problem, they're trying to solve it, whatever way it goes, whoever the cast is, there's normally some sort of climatic plot that takes place. So maybe she was just like, all right, let's just go outside the box and just talk about Padme, and that's just talk about her life or politician life, and that's
yeah, and I totally don't want to turn
very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to turn people. I'm just saying, like, for people like me, for people like me, I'm gonna read every book, right? You know, I need all the lore and stuff. So there was good lore. There was good building on Padme's character in The Handmaidens, on some of the inner working stuff with the Senate, on some interesting stuff with Palpatine, a little bit more with Bail Organa. So I would almost call it like more of a character piece. You know what I mean? But there's no overarching storyline, in my opinion. Like, there's nothing really, like, you know, I'm not a book reviewer. I'm just telling you what, like, most of the books I enjoy have, like, a conflict, if you will. You know what I mean? A big conflict that needs [S2] Right. [S1] To get solved. So, in terms of that, the excitement of the reading level, I think, was low for me. But for others, maybe this is the perfect kind of thing. You know what I mean? It was a little bit like the Leia book, but I even felt like the Leia book always had like as much as it was a character thing for Leia, the early Leia, I forget what that one's called too. But
Princess of Alderaan.
Yeah. So like it was like that, except there was no like, even that one had like, she was kind of getting into some stuff, you know what I mean? And found Crate and like, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So like, I don't know, your video went, oh, there we go. But yeah, I think they were both good. They don't rank super high in my ranking of all the canon books. I think they're more, for me, they're more like just lore pieces to get information and bits out of, just to add context. And then if I ranked the two, I would say Peril is better than Shadow. But well written, and they have their place. You know, if you liked Princess of Alderaan, I'm trying to think, Princess of Alderaan is probably a good comparison. I'm trying to think of other characters. I mean, Tarkin was kind of a character piece, but even that had like a conflict that they were solving the whole time. You know what I mean? That they were getting at. So,
right.
Again, if you're into Padme, I think it works. If you want to learn more about that, it's a nice, quick, easy read. The audiobook was great. And yeah. That's my review. You know, I look when I'm like getting excited about a book for like an overall conflict, you know what I mean? Like the Thrawn books, like most of Star Wars, but this is a good, there are pieces that this is meant for, right? I think if you enjoyed this Ahsoka book, you'd probably enjoy this, but even those had like a little bit of a end bad guy, you know what I mean? To simplify.
Yeah. Well, what would you, out of five, so if you did it out of five stars, what would you rank them?
Probably 3 and 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I just,
all right.
Out of five is tough, right? Because like out of 10, you can get a little bit more nitpicky. Like I feel like 10s you have to earn, but like out of five, I give a decent amount of them five. You know what I mean? If they're really good, or not a decent amount of them fives, I should say. I give a few fives, and then I give a decent amount if I enjoy them. Most of the other ones are fours, right? And then ones that I think are fine. You know what I mean? But didn't get a ton out of. You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't want. I'm not gonna read it again. Would be like a three. That's probably Queen's Peril, and then a two for. I mean, it's just my opinion, but yeah, the Shadow just didn't go anywhere for me. You know what I mean? I did get some lore tidbits out of it, you know, for my facts of the day thing that I'm working on. And it did add a little bit of context to some of the stuff for the Senate, like I've said, and Palpatine. But those are like really deep cut things for Star Wars people. Like that's not your, that's not even like your big fan is not really going to care about stuff like that. You have to be like a real nerd to get that out of it. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah. I think it just comes down to if you're a big Padme fan. And that, okay. that helped me, you know what I mean? Cause I do really like Padme. I think she was a very interesting character. So I did enjoy Portman, getting more.
So
yeah. but I did enjoy getting more, of the character and more of the background. I just think, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying two is in a bad book. It's just not for me. You know what I mean? I probably put like a one or a zero as like something that just didn't make sense. It made sense. It just didn't do it for me. You know what I mean? I wouldn't read it again.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to make you, go buy them right now, huh? what a review.
No. Well, I mean,
I would suggest threes. Let's put it that way. Threes would be like my, it's fine. You'll like it. You know what I mean? That's my three. Four is like, oh, this was good. And five's like, this is the best. This is really good. So I think Peril's a three. You know what I mean? I would recommend Peril if you're into Star Wars. It adds nice little, a little difference to Phantom Menace. But I probably wouldn't recommend Shadow to many people.
I mean, I'll probably get them. Yeah. Just to get them for the lore and the canon. But like, yep. besides that, I mean, I've already kind of seen some of the reaction to it. It's not a huge popular book within the community, like Thrawn is or anything like that. So, but
it'll hit,
I mean,
more of a niche crowd.
Yeah. I mean, like for Padme lovers, and I mean, I like the prequels, so like I'll definitely, and I like the political aspects, so I'd probably be more interested in that. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, like Bloodline, for instance, that was one that I really liked because of the political implications. So
right. So that's a good example. So that Bloodline had Rin Riven die, and the First Order looming. This is like if you had Bloodline and didn't have those two things.
Gotcha.
It was just kind of the politics the whole time with no real stakes. You know what I mean? Probably the best example of what it was. You know what I mean? And it was a young adult, so it was maybe a little bit less finely detailed, but there are some pretty good details in there. But yeah, I would say that's actually a good comparison. It's Bloodline without that top end, like overarching deep, dark bad guy thing. You know what I mean? Like it just doesn't have that. It's just like if you just learned about Leia day to day in the Senate.
All right.
I know. Throwing. I'm selling a lot of books right now.
No, it's fine.
I mean, usually I rave about everything. You know what I mean? So like.
Yeah, I know. This is different. I don't know how to react. You're actually being critical of something. So no, but you know, there. I mean. Yeah, like you said, if people are interested in the Padme and they want to learn more, then go check out these books. I'm going to, just because I haven't gotten a chance to get to them.
Yeah.
I
think Peril's actually...
Peril.
It's good, yeah.
I mean, that's good to know. That's good to know instead of doing Shadow and then Peril, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't spoil anything. I mean, it doesn't, yeah.
No, at this point, we already know what everything happens. So
right, but
really
I did read them in order just thinking if there was like a character or something that they... You know what I mean? Like, don't build up, or you know, you learn something new about. That's a big deal in Shadow, but it's just not like that.
Yeah. All right. I think that wraps up this episode. So as always, check us out on. Thank you for joining us on this episode. I have like 2% battery, so I'm like sweating it out, like trying to get everything out right now.
No worries.
So I was going to say thank you for joining us for another episode of Pod Between Worlds. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, follow us on Instagram at the Podawans, and also follow us on podcast services. We're on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Overcast, Google, as well as if you're watching us on Twitch, you can check out these podcasts on YouTube as well. We post them a few days after we run them live. And also make sure if you're interested in Star Wars news, like we were talking about the beginning of that episode, check out our the Holonet live episodes there. I try to do them daily, but you know, Star Wars news right now is kind of tough. So every few days I try to do an episode of what's going on in terms of news and rumors. So Other than that, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you later, Pawans.
Later.